USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9:30 this morning Eastern Time for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day one yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.